Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our learning at Share. We are learning the Zeichon Nishmasan, the Eloi Nishmasan, Miriam Frond, Allah HaHasham, Miriam Bas Chaim Yitzchak. May the Neshama merit a continuous aliyah on the Zchus of the Divrei Torah that we will share this evening. And we continue to express our Karas HaTov to the Frond family for their commitment to this year, the Zeichon Nishmas, their mother, Allah HaHasham. It should bring them mamish only Zchuyos Letova, for Simchas and good health in the coming year, Tafshim Pei Gimel, Be'ezros Hashem. So we are going to finish the piece by Rav Schwab tonight. I'm going to begin by screen sharing just to give a recap. I got a lot of feedback from the Shir, a lot. I'll just say one thing, because one person reached out to me who was listening to the Shir, that she is recovering from an eating disorder. And for her, she has to eat all the food as prescribed by the doctors. Otherwise, it throws her recovery out of cycle, so to speak. Okay, this year is addressing normal situations. Obviously, if somebody has a medical situation or a medical need, please do not take any medical advice. And I wrote back to her that your avoda is clearly to eat all your food as prescribed. Please don't minus the quarantines. Don't take anything away. Then it's not speaking about that kind of matzav. Pikuach nefesh is docha hakol. So I just want to say that disclaimer because I don't want anyone chalila v'chas to have the wrong impression. Even though I think that we understand that, I want it to be stated beferish. Something else very cute. Someone texted me from the supermarket in New Jersey with a picture. She said, I saw these in the supermarket. I was thinking of you. A selfie with a package of quarantines. I said, oh yeah, that's them. So that was also very, very cute. I guess I don't know if she ever bought them before, but that also made me smile. So I got a feedback. Someone else messaged me and said that growing up with a grandmother who was a Holocaust survivor was a total antithesis of this because it was always eat, eat, eat till you're full, full, full. Don't leave anything over. So also, that's a total Yotzei Min HaKlal Matzav. So any Yotzei Min HaKlal situation, this year series does not apply. In general, however, if it's something we can all implement in small degrees, it's the awareness that we have to curtail our physical desire to our mental self. You know, it's very interesting because over the summer, we dog sat. I mentioned that a couple of shirim, whatever, this family went to Eretz Yisrael and they posted on their WhatsApp chat looking for someone to dog sit our puppy. And I don't know what I was thinking, but 2 hours later, the puppy was in our house. And she's been here for a couple of times over the summer. And she was just here for the day on Sunday. And my daughter said to me, the kids fell in love with her. She was here for a few hours Sunday, fine. So my daughter said to me, it's so interesting how dogs have humanistic personality, have humanistic character traits. They have familiar territory. They recognize people that they like. They show affection. They show fear. They show hunger. She said, it's so interesting that dogs show humanistic character traits. I said to her, no, I think perhaps we could say human beings show animalistic character traits. It's our job to make ourselves into human beings, to rise over the nefesh ha-behami, the animalistic soul within ourselves, to make ourselves into people. And that's really what Rav Schwab is trying to teach us, that not eating until the point of complete satiation, it doesn't mean to starve yourself, chas v'sham. It doesn't mean to throw food. I did a whole class about Tashos a few weeks ago, in depth. No, that's not what this is about. But it means to curtail your physical animalistic desire to the da'as and seichel of a human being. So now, let us go back to that piece. 1 second. So I heard of that. It's the, it escapes me right now. It's not the Rashad. I forgot what it's called, that you leave a little bit of food over on your plate. You don't eat all the food. I believe that that's something else. This is talking about not eating to satiation. It's not to leave food over on your plate. The Ravid, thank you so much. The Tainus Ravid, thank you very much. Okay, not to finish all the food on your plate, to leave a little bit over. I'm not exactly even sure how that works halachically with Baal Tashas. If you put good food on your plate, what is the point of leaving it over? For me, it makes more sense to take 3 quarantines instead of 4, to take 3/4 of a piece of salmon instead of a whole one and throw a quarter in the garbage. I don't know anything about it halachically. I haven't looked into it. It's quite well known, but I just don't understand it exactly in terms of Baal Tashas. I'm not saying there's a problem with the Tainus Ravid. I'm saying I do not understand it fully, but it's not something I ever looked into. I want to go with that as our introduction to the piece by Rav Shimon Schwab, and I want to finish that. Okay, could you see where I am? Yes? Okay, thank you so much. Okay, so we are in the Mayim Beis HaShoeva. We are going to finish this piece by Rav Shimon Schwab. Here I am at the top of this page. This is what Hashem commanded us. You shall eat and be satiated. If you draw your hand away from a meal that you have been totally satiated, nevertheless, you draw your hand away without complete satiation, you will be full. You will bless the Lord, your God, and you won't miss anything. You won't lack. Oh, I thought of something this past Shabbos in davening and the Shabbos before in davening. The Shabbos before, I meant to tell it to you last week, Wednesday night, but I forgot. Then when I was davening this Shabbos, I remembered, oh, I wanted to say this over in Shari, so I'm going to get the sitter. One sec. I thought it was very interesting that in our Tfilo Shabbos, what we say is, specifically Shabbos is supposed to be a time of Kedusha, a time of Limud Torah, a time of elevated Ruchnius. I thought it was extremely interesting that we say in our Shabbos Tfilos, Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoseinu, our God, the God of our forefathers, Ritzeina b'menuchasenu, desire, please, our rest, Kadshenu b'mitzvosecha, sanctify us with your commandments, V'sein chalkenu b'sarasecha, this is a tefillah for Gash, for, not Gashris, that's the weekday, this is a tefillah for Ruchnius, Kadshenu b'mitzvosecha, V'sein chalkenu b'sarasecha, sanctify us with your commandments, and put our portion in your Torah. What are the next words? Sabeinu mituvecha. This is on Shabbos. We do not daven for physical sustenance. We don't daven Barech Aleinu on Shabbos. We don't daven for Parnasa. Shabbos is a time to daven for Ruchniyistik and Yanim. So it's very interesting that what we say during the Arvis prayer, the Shachos prayer, and the Mincha prayer, what do we say? Kachenu mitzvosecha, sanctify us with your mitzvos. Place our portion in the Torah. Sabeinu, soveya. Sabeinu mituvecha, we ask Hashem to satiate us, not with food, but we should be satiated with your goodness. Right before that comes, seichel keli b'sar secha, put our portion in your Torah. If our portion is in your Torah, we will be satiated with your goodness. Then our souls will rejoice in your salvation, and then purify our hearts to serve you with truth. So this struck me the past two Shabbosos. We specifically say sabeinu mituvecha, we should be satiated with the goodness of God, which refers to ruchniistic aspects and not physical aspects. Nimtza, going back to Rav Schwab, you see here on the screen. Since the Bnei Yisrael are exacting with themselves to bench when they eat only a kezayis, an olive size amount, or a kebetz, an egg size amount, and not when they're totally stuffed. Even if they only eat a kezayis amount, even if they only eat a kebetz amount, the size of an olive, the size of an egg, with this they have already come to svia, sabeinu mituvecha. They are satiated by their yiras shamayim, by their fear of heaven, so they don't need a lot of food to fill them up. They don't need to feel that feeling of physical stuff, because we should be spiritually full in a positive way of Yerushalayim. Lachain, therefore, Mida kenegan mida, measure for measure, reuim heim lahan hagala malam in a teva rigil. Therefore, measure for measure, since we are satiated in a way that is beyond nature, we're satiated not from physical stuffing ourselves, but from being intoxicated with Torah and Yiras Shamayim, therefore Hashem pays us back measure for measure, and He pays us back in a way that is the Malam and Ateva. He treats us above nature. The Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu says, V'chilo es apanim liYisrael, will I not show favoritism to Israel? Remember, if the original kasha of the Gemara is that there are two psukim. One says God does not show favoritism. The other says that God turns His face towards Israel. So the Malachim say, which is it? So God says, how can I not show favoritism to a nation that blesses when they eat a kebetz or kezayis? So that's how Rav Schwab explains it. When we satiate ourselves with Yiras Shamayim, Ahavas Torah, Asiyas HaMitzvos, like we daven on Shabbos, Sabeinu Seichel Keinu B'sar Secha, put our portion in your Torah, Sabeinu Mituvecha, let us be satiated from this Ruchnis to goodness. So then Hashem says, how could I not show them favoritism? They go Lamalam in a Teva for me, above nature for me. I will go Kaviyachal Lamalam in a Teva for them. Avalami shememela kirso bli ma'otzar, but for some shememala, sorry. Avalami shememala kreso bli ma'otzar. Someone who fills his belly without boundaries. Alav ne'amar ha'hanhagasher lo yisapanim. When the Torah says, I will not show favoritism, it's talking about me, someone who fills their belly without boundaries. About him it says, I do not show favoritism. V'yitachen shezoi kavanas ha'kasuv le'ea. Oh, so now I have to stop screen sharing and take you to Devarim Paraches, which is what Rav Schwab is now quoting. He's referring us back to Devarim Paraches, which is where we began, which I prepared for you on the screen right here. 1 second. Okay, he's referring us back to this beautiful parak from Parshas Ekef, and the pasuk says, "Look, pasuk paraches pasuk gimel in Devarim, va'ya'ancha, he afflicted you, va'yarivecha. Remember, this is Moshe Rabbeinu's goodbye letter to Klal Yisrael. Va'ya'ancha, he afflicted you, va'yarivecha, from the word ra'av, he let you hunger, va'ya'achilcha es haman. How did we survive in the desert for 40 years? With the heavenly food, the manna. Asher lo yadata, v'asher lo yadun avasecha. You didn't know about man, your fathers didn't know about man. V'man ha'diyacha, in order to make it known. Ki lo al olachem levado yechea adam. Not by bread alone does man live. Ki al kol matzo pi Hashem yechea adam. Man lives by everything that emanates from the mouth of God. Vaya'ancha, so Rav Schwab is going to refer back to this pasuk, so I came to show it to you. Vaya'ancha, and he afflicted you. Vaya'ivecha, and he made you hunger. Vaya'achilcha es haman. So something about the man teaches us, ki lo al olachem levado yechea adam, something about the man teaches us, not by bread alone does man live, but rather everything that emanates from the mouth of God, that's how man lives. Now let's go back to Rav Schwab, 1 second. Let me do the next screen share. Here we go. So now let's go back to Roshua. V'yitachin, yeah, could you see? Shezohi kavana sakasuv le'el. That is what the intention of the pasuk above pasuk gimel, which I just showed you. V'ya'ancha v'yarivecha v'ya'achilcha asaman. God afflicted you. We're talking about in the desert here. And he let you hunger. And he fed you the man, the heavenly food. Every day the man fell down and omer lo lagil goldas. That's how much they got of man. If you collected more when you brought it back to your tent, you did not have more. You only had an omer logogolas. There was an omer per head count. So if you had 6 people in the tent, everyone got an omer. If you had 4 people, everyone got an omer. If you tried to bring back double, on Yom Shishi it lasted. Every other day of the week, there was only how much you needed. Shakol echad kabel midas omer. This is what I just told you. So Rav Schwab says, Shakol echad kibel midas omer man l'chol yam kidei svi aso v'lo yoser. Every person in the desert received a measurement of an omer of man for every day, according to his satiation, velo yoser. But you couldn't eat more than you needed. In our society, we tend to eat much more if you go to a simcha. Primarily at a simcha. If you go out to a restaurant where everything is oversized and supersized, we tend to eat more. There's social eating. Again, I'm not talking about chas v'sham if someone has an eating disorder. I'm not talking about Holocaust survivors. I'm talking about b'derech klal. Anything yotzim in a klal, don't take any raya or advice or chizuk or hadracha from this year. That's not what Schwab is addressing. Those are medical conditions and that's something else. However, in our society, we tend to eat more than we need, whether it's social eating, or Kedeshim Min Shol, or a Yom Tov, whatever it is. Okay, going out to a restaurant. Kol Echad Kabel Midas Omer Man L'Chol Yom Kedesh V'yaso V'lo Yoser. In the desert, there was one Omer per person according to their satiation, but that was it. You couldn't take seconds. Kedesh Tehye Kol Achilasam Pachos Mekedei Milui HaKeres. So that all of their eating would be less than filling of their belly. Less than. So let's say the belly is filled with an omer and a half. I don't know. Hashem gave them an omer per day. The hakavana bazeh haisa. And the intention of this was exactly what the pasuk says. The pasuk that I just showed you. Laman hu diacha, to let you know. Ki lo al olachem levado yechea ha'adam. Man does not live by bread alone. What is the end of the pasuk? Ki al kol matzo pi Hashem yechea ha'adam. You live by Torah. We live by Yerushamayim. We live by following the mitzvos. Whatever emanates from God's mouth, that's by what a person lives. Sheratza kodesh baruch hu lehotziam mehataiva. God wanted, and when he took us out of Egypt, he desired to take us out from this place of intense physical desire. The hachomrios, and base physicality. Shahayu b'nei Yisrael shruim b'am Mitzrayim, because when the slaves were in Egypt, they were steeped in base physical desires, and in physicality, in taiva and chomrios, chomer, physicality, taiva, desire. So Hashem took us out. He wants to remove from us this obstacle of being steeped in taiva and chomer. And therefore, you got an omer per day. You couldn't take more. You took five omers and melted. You came back to your tent. There was one omer, la golgolos, per head count. That was it. Hashem wanted specifically, shetehei kol achilasom pachos mikadei milui kreso, that everything we eat should be less than, everything we ate in the desert should be less than the filling of our belly, the filling of our stomach. Because Hashem wanted to take us out from this place of desire and physicality where the Bnei Yisrael were steeped in. Kemoshe yidu ba'atzmam, like the Bnei Yisrael say. You'll remember that there's multiple places in Chumash when the Bnei Yisrael complain that they want to go back to Egypt. And a lot of what they say when they complain about going back to Egypt is about the food in Egypt. In Parshas Baha'alozcha, which Rav Schwab does not mention here, but that's a big one, Perek Yud Aleph, they talk longingly about the food that they ate in Egypt. Zechreinu es hadaga shernocha b'mitzrayim chinam. We remember the fish we ate in Egypt for free. Es ha'avatichim, es ha'kishuim, the melons, the cucumbers, the batzel, the shum, food. That's what they're talking about. When they reminisce about how amazing Egypt was, they remember the food. He brings us another pasuk from Bishalach Tezayin. Bishalach Tezayin is when the man fell for the first time. What do they say? Bishifteinu al sir habasar, ba'achleinu lechem lesova. It was so good in Egypt. We sat by the flesh pots and we ate bread to satiation. Hashem wanted to take us out of that. What did we say about Egypt? B'shivteinu asir habasar. When we ate by the flesh pots. Ba'achleinu lachem lesova. Key word. Oh wow, it was gevaldik in Egypt. You could fill up your whole stomach. You could eat so much. Ve'ayin b'peirush maran Rav Shamsher Fal Hirsch apasuk tehillim. And now Rav Schwab says, and you should look up the peirush of Rav Shamsher Fal Hirsch on tehillim. Baruch Hashem Michal Haaretz has. Michal Haaretz has Rav Shamsher Fal Hirsch on tehillim. So I looked up. Rav Shamsher Fal Hirsch has to say on tehillim, which Rav Schwab is referring us to. So Rav Schwab says, look up the parish of Rav Shamsher Fal Hirsch on the pasuk from Tehillim. Okay? Pei Aleph Zayin. So what does the pasuk say over there? Hasirosi mi sevel shichmo. I removed from him the burden upon his shoulder. Hasirosi, I removed. Mi sevel shichmo, the burden of his shoulder. Kapav midur ta'avarona. Now let his hands stay away from the kettle. I removed from him the burden upon his shoulder. Let kapav, his hands, midu it. I'm sorry, I said the word wrong. Midu it tavarona. Let his hands move away from the pot. So you could already understand what this pasuk is talking about based on this pshat of Rav Schwab. I removed from him the burden on his shoulder, i.e., shibud mitzrayim. If I took him out of Egypt, away from taiva, desire, away from chomrius, base physicality, away from we ate bread to satiation, then therefore, kapav midu tavarona, that is his hands away from the kettle. So Rav Schwab says, you should look up the parish of Rav Shamsher Fal Hirsch. So Rav Shamsher Fal Hirsch on this pasuk, okay, I'm quoting from the Hirsch Tehillim. Rav Shamsher Fal Hirsch says, it was within God's power to grant us physical freedom. Of course, it was in God's power to grant us physical freedom and to rid our shoulder of our burden. Hashem took us out of Egypt and he saved us physically. He granted us physical freedom. And he did so. He removed from upon our shoulder the burden of Shibud Mitzrayim. Avadim hayinu l'par b'mitzrayim. Vayotzi einu Hashem. This week is Bikur. Vayanunu vayitnu aleinu avoda kasha. Vanitzach vayishma Hashem eskoleinu. This week's parasha, we talk about Shibud Mitzrayim. So Hashem, it was within his power to grant us physical freedom, says Rav Hirsch, and he did so by removing the burden from upon our shoulder. However, says Rav Shamsher Fal Hirsch, our moral and spiritual liberation, our liberation from the power of lust, can be brought about only by our own action. And this is what God expects us to accomplish. Rav Shimon Schwab says, oh, look up, Rav Shamsher Fal Hirsch on Tehillim. The Pasuk on Tehillim says, God removed from our shoulder the burden. But then the end of the Pasuk says, Kapav midur ta'avarona, move your own hand away from the kettle. God granted us physical freedom. He removed from upon us the burden on our shoulder. However, quote, our moral liberation, our spiritual liberation. We are all hopefully on a journey to spiritually liberate ourselves as much as possible from the Yetzer and from Galus. Our spiritual liberation, our liberation from the power of lust, can be brought about only by our own action. We have to work on it. We have to work on spiritually abetting ourselves. The Gemara says, "Bechol yom vayom." Oh, my Yitzhar knows my address very well. Bechol yom vayom, Yitzhar shal Adam misgaber alav ve'amale kolish baruch shal ozalo einu yachal. Every single day. Every day the Yetzirah comes. Every day he threatens to overtake you. It is only with Siyata Deshmaya, divine assistance, that you can overcome him. But you got to make the first effort. But Derech Shadar Motzelech Bamalichino. So you have to show Hashem you want him to help you. The liberation spiritually and morally from the power of lust, taiva, can be brought about only through our own actions. This is what God expects. And that's why the Pasuk says, I hasirosi mishevel kshichmo. I remove from him the burden of a shoulder. But now, kapav, his hands, midud, from the cattle to avarona, remove your hands. Let his hands stay away from the cattle. Let his hands stay away from the pot. Rav Hirsch quotes Bamidbar Perikud Aleph, which I just quoted. Rav Schwab doesn't quote it, but in his comments are here, Rav Shamshav Hirsch quotes it. Yisrael shall never again say, Zacharnu es hadaga. We remember the fish we ate in Egypt. They shall never again say, B'shivteinu al-sir habasar, when we sat by the flesh pots in Egypt. The same God who so obviously was near us as our deliverer from distress, Hashem was our deliverer from distress, was also near to us as an educator. God delivered us from distress, physical redemption, but he is also our educator, spiritual redeemer. He was near us even at those times when it seemed as if he had withdrawn his countenance behind a thundercloud, as it were, and tried and trained us by denying. Listen, God tried and trained us by denying us the fulfillment of our heart's desires. We usually think that we are tried, meaning Nisayon. We think that we are tried and trained by giving us our heart's desires. No. The Ribbono Shel Olam granted us physical freedom, but he is also our educator morally, spiritually, ethically. We are tried and trained by the God who denies us the fulfillment of our heart's desires. Sometimes we desire to eat more and more and more. Hashem said, I'm going to show you the man. The man is an Omer Lagogolis. You want two Omer Lagogolis, you don't need that to survive. You're not getting that. The man could taste whatever you want. Rabbi Victor Miller says you had to concentrate for the man to taste like whatever you want. It didn't just stomps taste like whatever you want. You had to think about what you want and whatever to taste like what you want. But it was still an Omer Lagogolis. Let's go back to Rav Schwab here. Va'ayin b'perish maran Rabbi Shamshar Fal Hirsch, al pasuk from Tehillim, we just did this, hasirosi misavel shichmo kapav midud tavarana. Shedud hu kli shemevashlim bo basar. This kettle, this pot, is the vessel in which they would cook meat. Va'hodianu hakasav sheyetzias mitzrayim kelala shnei inyanim. This pasuk from Tehillim is coming to teach us that the exodus from Egypt encompassed two aspects. There were two parts to the exodus from Egypt. Hasiras hasavel mishichmam shel bnei Yisrael, the removal of the burden, the slavery from the shoulder of bnei Yisrael. However, there was another aspect to taking us out of Egypt, the ha'avaras kapehem miyosem mishukaim b'tayva sir abasar. And it was the removal of our hands because we were steeped, we were mired in our taiva, our desire for the flesh pots of Egypt. And that is how Rav Shamshon Fal Hirsch says so beautifully, we understand the Gemara, Maseches Brachos, when the Malachim say to God, you don't show favor, it says in the Chumash, but you show favor to Israel, it says in the Chumash. Yisra Hashem panav elecha. So Hashem says, how could I not show favor? It's a mysterious Gemara that we have unraveled, I hope, based on Rav Shimon Schwab. How could I not show them favor? I said, v'chalta v'savato v'erachta. They should eat, be satiated, and recite the grace after meals. V'heimekabum al-atzmam ad-kezais al-kebesa. They accept upon themselves to only eat a kezais or kebesa, and they still bench, since they eat l'malam in a teva. They eat above nature. They are satiated by yiras shamayim. They allow their da'as and seichel to control their taiva. So therefore, I treat them l'malam in a teva. I now want to take you to I now want to take you to the Rambam. Could you see that I am in the Rambam here? Yes, okay. So this is, actually, maybe I could put you on the side and you still see. I could do this. Okay. So this is Hilchos Yom Tov Perek Vav. This is a very, very famous, actually, let me just show you first. Okay. In Devarim Perek Tazayin. Okay. When it talks about Sukkos. Okay. We're coming up to Chag HaSukkos very quickly. So the Pasuk says, look. Okay. I went to Devarim Perek Tazayin. Okay, first, Chag HaShavuos. V'asisa Chag HaShavuos, you should make Shavuos. You shall rejoice before Hashem your God. Atu v'inchu v'itecha v'avdecha v'amasecha v'alevi asher b'sharecha. V'agir v'yasim v'almana. When you rejoice on Shavuos and you have Simchas Yom Tov, you shall rejoice with your son, your daughter, your manservant, your maidservant, the Levi who is in your cities, and the convert, and the yasim and almana, the orphan and the widow. Now, when you look at Chag HaSukkos, which is what we're coming up to, Minyan Diyoma, Chag HaSukkos Tesalcha Shivas Yamim, you should make a festival of Sukkos for yourself for 7 days, but Asbacham Miguroncha Miyakvecha, when you gather in from your threshing floor and your wine pit, that's why Chag HaSukkos is also called Chag HaAsif, it's a time of gathering in, V'samachta B'chagecha, you should rejoice in your festival, just like we saw by Shavuos, Atu Vincha Vitecha, you and your son and your daughter, so your son and your daughter are included in you, V'avdecha V'masecha, and your man servant and your maidservant, and the convert and the Levi and the convert and the orphan and the widow. By the Yomim Tovim, you see that we have an inyan that when we have Simchas Yom Tov, we know Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar, Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin. Simchas Yom Tov includes wine and meat. When we have Simcha Yom Tov, we have to make sure that the destitute amongst us and the downtrodden amongst us also have Simcha. Shuvas Yamim Techog L'Hashem Elkecha. For 7 days you shall rejoice to Hashem your God in the place that Hashem has chosen. Hashem will bless you. Ki Yevarechecha Hashem Elkecha B'chol Tvu Ascha. God will bless you in all of your produce and in all the work of your hand. V'ha'yisa ach samech. Okay, so the famous v'samachta b'chagecha v'ha'yisa ach samech, it's two different psukim in Devarim Perek Tazayin. Okay, it's the beginning of Pasuk Yodalad and the end of Pasuk Tezvav. But you see this concept that the Torah tells you when you have Simchas Yom Tov, you have to make sure it's not only for you, but the Ger, the Levi, and the Yasim, the Almana. Now let's go to the Rambam. In Hilchos Yom Tov, like you see here, this is in Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Ches. Okay? You said you could see my screen. Ketzad. Okay? How do we have Simchas Yom Tov? You see the halacha right before, he's talking about the Simcha. Okay? Hilchos Chagiga, Simcha, Lismachu, Banav, B'nei Beis, Kol Echad Karo Yilo. Okay? So the immediate halacha before is talking about this idea of Simchas Yom Tov. So now the Rambam says, Ketzad. How do we have Simchas Yom Tov? Haktanim nosein lahem. Now, by the way, this relates to, I'm trying to finish up tonight very much. I hope I'm going to get to all my sources. What I want to do tonight is finish up this whole Shir series on this idea of Achila, eating as a Yirei Shamayim. What is included in eating as a Yirei Shamayim? I don't know if anybody else over the course of the week wanted to, if you don't want to, so don't even try, wanted to or attempted to implement some of this. I, Bli Ein Hara, continue to do so. Bli Ein Hara, it's a very interesting experience. It's a very different eating experience. I am still implementing it, Bli Ein Hara. So we understand that one way to eat as a Yirei Shamayim is to not stuff ourselves physically. Now the Rambam is going to teach us something else about eating as an Eved Hashem. Ketzad, how do you have Simchas Yom Tov? Haktanim nosein lehem kelyos ve'egozim u'migdados. One of my children went to the pantry last Shabbos, and there was no more candy. I don't know how it happened. I guess maybe, I don't know, I had some little visitors during the week, and the candy got finished. There's no candy. And the child said, oh, I always, that candy special for Shabbos. It's an Onik Shabbos. So there wasn't any left. So it's interesting that 800 years ago, the children also liked the Shabbos Nash, a Yom Tov treat. What should you give the children? Kilayos ve'egozim u'migdanos, roasted seeds and nuts and sweets. The children like delicacies. They like a sweet. V'hanashim kona lehem bigadim v'tachshitim. I just think it's incredible. Like 800 years ago in Egypt, things weren't so different. And what do you do for the woman? You buy them clothing. yantef clothing, v'tachshitim and jewelry, na'im gefim imano. According to your means, you buy for the woman clothing and jewelry, and the children you should buy Shabbos candy. V'ha'anashim ochlin. As for the men, they enjoy eating. Basar v'shoshin yayin. I was in the supermarket today, and my sister-in-law called me, and we were talking about the meat. She wanted to know if anything was on sale, so I said, I can't believe the price of the roast that I'm buying. Very yantef. The cost of everything has gone up. So he says, Michal, just buy it. I said, I am going to buy it because what was in mind is the Gemara Maseches Beitza. The Gemara says in Maseches Beitza Tes Zayin that all of a... I didn't tell this to her on the phone. I was talking to her, Nakim Hiroshir. But the Gemara says that there in Beitza Tes Zayin that all of a person's sustenance is decreed on Rosh Hashanah. Talk about it in Yad HaDiyama. Except what he spends to send his children to yeshiva. And his food that he buys for Shabbos and Yom Tov. So you buy for Shabbos and Yom Tov. It doesn't mean to be grossly irresponsible and empty your bank account on Shabbos and Yom Tov and then say, Hashem will provide for me. That's not doing your status. But if you buy something nicer for Yom Tov within your means, but normally you would not buy it, so you're buying something for Kedusha and Simcha and Onik, and that's appropriate. So the Ha'anashim Ochlin Basar V'shosin Yayin, so the men like to eat meat and they drink wine. She'ein Simcha Ala V'basar V'ein Simcha Ala B'yayin. So the Torah tells me, I just showed it to you, V'samachta B'chagach V'yisach Sameach. You want to know how you have Simcha? The children like the sweets, make sure there's candy in your pantry. And the women like nice clothing and jewelry. Nothing has changed in 800 years. And the men like a roast. And the men like wine. Because there's no simcha if you don't have roast and you don't have wine. It's gevaldik. It shows you that Torah is like, Mom is so eternal and timeless. Chayev laha achil la ger la yosem v'la almana im sha'ar ha'anim ha'um melalim. But when he eats, and you like your meat, very good. You like your wine, very nice. Chayev laha achil. He is required to also feed the ger, the yasam, and the almana. Im sha'ar ha'anim ha'um melalim. You are required to feed the convert, and the orphan, and the widow, along with the rest of the unfortunate, destitute people. Aval Misha Noel Dalasos Chatzero. I think also, first of all, it ties in so perfectly to, this is the third year in this series, doing the piece of Rav Schwab. Obviously, it ties in so perfectly to what does it mean, V'achalta V'savato V'erachta. It means not only should you should be satiated, but you have to make sure that the ger, the yasam, and the almana, along with the other unfortunate, destitute people, are satiated along with you. So first of all, it ties in beautifully. It's a beautiful end to the piece by Rav Schwab, but it's also very much Minyanei Deyoma, because we are rapidly approaching the Yom Tov season. And it's something that we all have to keep in mind. Some people are not physically able to host guests. Some people cannot for whatever reason, whether they are immunocompromised, whether they don't have the koach, whether it's difficult for your children and your children come first. Some people physically cannot host guests. But then the ma'aseh, you have to think when you are apportioning your tzedakah tatzami mavis teshuva tefila tzedakah ma'avirnas ro'a gzeira, you have a chiyuv to make sure that people have food on Yom Tov. You have a chiyuv to make sure that not only are you v'achalta v'savata uveirachta, you have to make sure that your fellow yid is going to be able to be v'achalta v'savata uveirachta. And this is a path of Yir Shamayim. So when you have your roast and you have your wine, if you physically cannot host guests at your table, and the Ribbono Shel Olam knows that some people cannot, you have to make sure when you choose who you're distributing your ma'aser to, tzedakah tatzim mavis, that you have this in mind. When he eats and when he drinks, he is chayav. This is a book of halacha. The Mishnah Torah is halacha. It's not musar work. It's halacha. Chayav, laha achil, lager, layas. It's funny. If I read my book or in synagogue, we were talking about tzedakah. It's not on purpose, but they're connected. When he eats, the Rabbi Mishnah Torah, Perek Vav, Halacha Yirches. You have to make sure that the ger, the yasam, amana, the convert, and the orphan, and the widow, im sha'ar hanim humulandim. So the Rambam says, I can't delineate every poor person, every tzedakah organization, but you know who they are. Make sure they have food too. This is our eating of a yirei shemayim, of a misha noel dalasos chatzero, who locks the gate of his courtyard. That means he closes his door. He closes his checkbook. Va'ocha v'shosa hu ubana v'ishto. And he eats and he drinks, him and his children and his wife. That's included in the I personality of a person's self. Ve'eno machul mashke la'aniyim. And he does not give the poor people to eat mamish. I saw Malki Sultan, you smiling. A mamish ties into the first year of the evening, but it really wasn't on purpose. They were mamish prepared separately. Ve'eno machul, obviously. Ve'eno machul mashkalaniyim. Someone who eats with his own family, but he does not feed and give to drink the poor people. Ulamare nefesh. Not everyone who needs to be included in Simchas Yom Tov is financially destitute. Mare nefesh doesn't have to only mean someone who can't afford it. It means a person who is a bitter soul. So Hashem says, based on this Rambam, let's give a slightly alternative pshat. The Malachim say, how can you show favoritism to Klal Yisrael? The Pasuk says, lo yisa panim v'lo yikach shokad. On the other hand, the Pasuk says, yisa shampana v'elacha, so do you show favoritism or not? So God says, how can I not show favoritism to them? When they eat on their stage and they bench, they make sure that someone else is also eating. Someone else is also satiated. Someone else also has the ability to recite Birkas HaMasim Kadei Suviyaso. How could I not show them favoritism? I don't know. I didn't see this brought down anywhere. I'm going out maybe on a little bit of a limb, but it seems like it makes a lot of sense. Hashem is saying, because Rav Shrab said he treats us Mida Kaneg, well, Chazal say Mida Kaneg and Mida. If we extend our kazais and kabesa, our basar and yayin, to someone who is less, to someone who is unfortunate, we are all unfortunates in God's eyes. I'm sorry to say, we're all sinners. All pidin, we're all in trouble. We want Hashem's rachamim. We want Him to extend rachamim to us. We're all marei nefesh. We are all anim ha'um me'olalim. Who could stand up and say, when the Sefer Chaim and Sefer Malbas, when the court's in session, who could stand up and say, God, I didn't do it? It's a pachad. If you're not a little bit afraid, I don't know what to tell you. It's time to be a little afraid. It doesn't mean you shouldn't sleep at night. It doesn't mean you can't celebrate the Yom Tov. It doesn't mean you shouldn't have simcha. You have to have a healthy awareness of what this time is. God's in court. I'm in court. What am I going to say? So if we want Hashem yisa upon him, we want him to show us favoritism. But he's not allowed to show favoritism. The Pasuk says he doesn't show favoritism. But there's one thing we can do, that God will show favoritism to us who are Marei Nefesh and Anim Ha'umilalim by showing favoritism to someone else who is also Marei Nefesh. Remember I told you my daughter said she was by the Machlises. And she said there was a knock at the door. They're in the middle of the meal. The meal already started and it's packed. There's a knock at the door. I was just talking to her about it last week. She reminded me of it. And there's a knock at the door. Rabbi Macha says, could someone please get the door? And she said, the place is packed. No one gets the door. He says again, could one of the Macha's children please get the door? Someone goes to get the door. There's guests at the door. Rabbi Macha says, oh, let them in. How many are there? Two? Let them in. There's not two. There's 10. Let them in. There's not 10, 25. Let them in. She said, a whole seminary class came in. She said, oh, mommy, there was room. Someone who is soveya his own stomach and locks the gate of his courtyard. Noel dalasos chatsero. So Hashem doesn't show him favoritism. Because you're not showing favoritism to my children, the Ribbono Shel Olam says. But someone who opens his home, or I understand, please don't email me. There are some people who, whatever, for whatever reason, whether it's health reasons or COVID reasons, someone just emailed me yesterday, she wasn't feeling well, she got COVID, or whether it is practically, chesed begins at home, for whatever reason your children can't, I know. But this is a time where we're all giving tzedakah. Everyone's checkbook has to be open, like the Rambam says, kafi mimono, according to your ability. So you have to remember that you have to feed other people on Yom Tov. So Tom Chai Shabbos or any other organization of such needs to be high on your list. They have one for the Rabbeim. What's it called? Something heart. You have to make sure that other people are eating, not only you're eating. And someone who locks his courtyard and he only eats with his family and does not give to eat and drink the poor people and those of bitter spirit. Ein zo simchas mitzvah. You should know you are not fulfilling the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. Ela simchas kreso. You're fulfilling the mitzvah of happiness of my stomach, which is not a simcha dik of the Torah. Va'alelu nemar, and about this the pasuk says in Hosea, Zivchehem kilechem onim lahem kol ochlav yitamu kilachmam lenafsham. Their zivchehem, their korbanos, their zvachim, will be like the bread of mourners, and onim will be like the bread of mourners. All of their bread yitamu is defiled. Kilachmam lenafsham. Why? Because they keep their bread only for their own souls. V'simcha kazo kalon hi lahem. And this simcha is an embarrassment for you. It's a big disgrace for you. Shanemra, like the pasuk says in Malachi, v'zeresi parash al pneichem parash chagechem. I will spread dung, excrement over your face, the excrement of your festivals. This is very, very relevant. An alternative pshat that is very much in Yoni Dioma. Chas de Leif, thank you so much. Yes, a couple of years ago, my son packed for Chas de Leif. Yes, thank you. So this is a very important as well, Rambam, to keep in mind. And it helps us give an alternative to pshat, to how do we resolve this Gemara. And on the one hand, God doesn't show favoritism, but on the other hand, he does show favoritism. Perhaps we can answer, based on the Rambam, Hilchos Yom Tov, Perek Vav Halach Yud Ches, that when we show favoritism to those aniyim, when we show favoritism to the Mari Nefesh, we are all aniyim. Doesn't matter how many begadim and tachshitim you have, like the Rambam says. In the court of God, we are aniyim. The Gedolei Adar in a different category. The Geshmak Talmidei Chachamim maybe, but everyone who lives is a sinner. We're aniyim of mitzvos. We want God to show us favoritism. That's what we're davening for. So Hashem says, if you show favoritism to my children, the ger, the yasam, the almana, the anim ha'umilalim, the marei nefesh, and mida kanega mida, Hashem will show us favoritism. I want to just end by quoting from, I can't believe how Hashem prepares my shiurim and how he puts all the sources together. It's really such siyata d'shmaya. Rabbi Pesach Kron, in his yamim no ra'im with the magid. No, that's not the page I want to be on. Next page. One of the al-chaits, oh, I have a minute and a half. I might have to go a couple minutes over. Bear with me. One of the al-chaits that we say is al-chait shechatan al-fenecha b'machal uv'mishta. This is the, I think, a perfect end, I hope. That's what's Hashem to this three-part series. The sin that we sinned before you, b'machal, b'mishta, with eating and with drinking. We know we must be careful, says Rabbi Pesach Kron, about that what comes out of our mouth, such as slander, harsh criticism, untruth. Okay, that's related to my Monday show. You can find it on YU Torah. Slander, harsh criticism, untruth. But what about the things that come into our mouths? Of course, we're careful about kashrus, but there are also laws of ethics, and there are manners regarding how to eat. How much to eat? I'm not making this up. You don't believe me? That's right. Go look it up. Yeah, I'm with the Magid, page 306. There are halachos of ethics and manners regarding how to eat, how much to eat, and when to eat. There is actually a siman in the Shulchan Aruch, which I did not look up, Aruch Haim 170, entitled Divrei Musar Sheyinahag Adam Basuda. I think it's time for Michal to look this up. I don't know, but maybe that'll be next. I have no idea. Divrei Musar Sheyinahag Adam Basuda. There's words of Musar for how a person should behave during a meal. And, says Rabbi Pesach Kron, it is 22 paragraphs. For example, Chazal teach a Maseches Pesachim, one who drinks the content of his cup in one swallow is a glutton. And now he gives a beautiful homiletic interpretation. We have a halacha, Kiddush B'Makom Su'uda. Kiddush B'Makom Su'uda means that you have to make Kiddush on Shabbos in the place where you eat. So if you go to Shul and there's Kiddush, and you're Yotzei Kiddush, and you hear Kiddush, and you eat a Mizonos, and you eat your Kazayas, Kaha, get it? Kazayis kebeta. You make your brachas me'in shalosh al micha. You were yotze. When you come home and you sit down to lunch, you done an hour and a half later. You have to have kiddush b'makom su'uda. The kiddush you had in shul potered you. You were able to eat, but now you're being mekadesh by the su'uda. Kiddush b'makom su'uda. Right? Pesach Kron brings down a homiletic interpretation. Kiddush b'makom su'uda. So I just explained to you what the halacha is. You have to have kiddush recited in the place where you're going to eat your meal in close proximity to the meal. But he cites an homiletic interpretation of this halacha. Kiddush b'makom su'uda really means kiddush recited in the place where one will eat. Kiddush b'makom su'uda homiletically means One must sanctify himself with his eating habits in the place where food enters. Kiddush, be mekadesh yourself, be makom su'uda, in the place where you eat, i.e. in your mouth. Kiddush be makom su'uda is a very apropos way to finish our exploration of the achalta, you should eat. It's Devarim 8:10. Visavata, you should be satiated. Uve rachta, and you should bless. Hashem Elokecha al arzo tov asher nasanach. The final thing we all have to keep in mind is kiddush b'makom su'uda. Make sure you live a dignified life, so you are mekadesh yourself in the place, i.e. your mouth, where your su'uda is. So Be'ezer Hashem, we have one more shir left before Rosh Hashanah, and next week is the final shari shir of Tafshin Pei Beis. The Rebbeinu Shalom should help us to continue to learn his Torah, to strengthen our amunah, to be mechazek ki lo alechem levado yichel adam ki almo kol matzo pi Hashem yichel adam, to recognize that everything in our lives is a result of the emanation from the mouth of the Rebbeinu Shalom. We should be zechel to reach higher heights with a lot of siyata deshmaya, is a zchus aliyah neshama from Miriam Baschai Mitzak Allah HaShalom. I will meet you next week, Be'ezer Hashem. I wish you tonight and next week a kasiva v'chasima tova, shana tova, misuka. Thank you so much, everybody. Laila tov, kol tov. Thank you.